And commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. This morning, I got my standard fill-in, Melissa Burnett. How you doing?
I'm good.
We're going to talk seasons off the bat.
Okay.
You have your summer, winter, fall,
yeah,
hockey season, football season,
yeah,
political season, work season,
yep,
Girl Scout cookie season.
Girl Scout cookie
it's
season.
Here.
I saw you at the store. Shameful.
I was 1 year clean. 1 year. You know, I'm used to, you know, you coming in and saying, give me your money and here's your cookies,
yeah,
you know, and not have to make a decision.
Well, what's funny is my daughter got out of Girl Scouts, right? We haven't done it in a couple
it's
years
It's been
now.
Cheaper for me since.
Yeah, right. And well, it's been cheaper for me too. And I don't normally, you know, go and buy, but here's the thing. My daughter had her end of season hockey and there was a little Girl Scout there who propped herself up right in the entryway of Polar Ice Arena. You weren't escaping her. And she was super cute.
Oh.
And it was like, would you like to buy some cookies? No, but I'm gonna now.
Yeah. That's a rhetorical question.
$56 later, I've got tons of Girl Scout cookies.
Yesterday, you walk into Fred Meyer's East.
Yeah.
And
they're camped at both doors.
Oh, yeah. And I see them, you know, and I don't have any cash on me. So I go, okay, I will get some cash and get them on the way out.
Yep.
And walked up and they were waiting for me.
Yeah.
Just bam.
Nobody carries cash until Girl Scout season. Then all of a sudden, everybody got cash
on banks
them.
Bank tellers can tell you when there's Girl Scout season here.
Yeah, because everybody's got coming for cash.
Yeah. What's your favorites? I got to have the Thin Mints and the Tagalongs.
So mine are actually the Samoas, and I like the s'mores ones, the new s'mores ones. Those are really good. So, big fan of those. They remind me of the those E.L. Fudge, by the little Keebler elves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like those ones. They're good. Yeah. I know. They're my favorite.
We should just have a show on cookies.
We should. That could be a whole show. It's a Fairbanks Foodies on cookies.
And I saw Chris here.
Yes.
But, you know, I still have North Korean equipment.
I still have North Korean equipment. He's here to fix my computer.
Oh,
you are last, sir.
I know the pecking order. And I still have purple walls.
Yeah, those aren't going away.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, he's here to fix my computer.
But he's also, we have in town at the same time. This week, we have the Tanaw Chiefs Conference.
Yep.
And then we go right into
Open North American.
Yeah.
Yep. The Open North American Sled Dog Races, they start Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Go all weekend long out there at the Mushers Hall. So if you live on Farmers Loop, I'm sorry. If you travel Farmers Loop this weekend, I'm double sorry.
it's
going to be a ton of fun.
It's your lot in life.
Yeah, it is. And it's going to be, it's so many activities happening, so much fun that's going to be happening at the Mushers Hall. Spectators are welcome. Bring everybody, bring the family, but please leave your dogs at home. One, first off, it's a distraction, and two, it becomes very dangerous when you have your dogs out there and the dogs that are on the trail trying to run the races. It becomes a dangerous situation for the mushers. So we do ask that everybody please leave their dogs at home, but bring the family, have some fun, get out into the woods, go into the trails there around the Creamers Field area. There's like 50-some miles of trails that they'll be running.
And this is broadcasting on which stations?
Right here on 97.5.
KFAR?
Yep, KFAR. And I do believe we'll be broadcasting it on Chet and the River and Wild.
And so is that Saturday too?
Yes, and Sunday.
So my Fairbanks Foodies is preempted.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah.
And I've already put one in the can for it.
Oh, there we go.
I finally get in front of it.
Yeah.
And you're putting me in.
And we're kicking you to the end.
And
of the day.
Not even telling me. I have to figure it out myself.
Yes.
Fairbanks, that's upper management here.
Yeah.
This is what I deal with.
Yes.
Old equipment, purple rooms.
Screw you, Mr.
Yeah,
Mayor.
You know, construction zones, earthquakes, people with attitudes.
Well, I'm just saying, you caused the construction
what did you
zone.
Say?
You signed off on that.
What did you say? S, you, Mr. Mayor?
Screw you, Mr.
Oh,
Mayor.
Oh, man. Talk about disrespect.
You know I love you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
It's all against proof.
You're a burning love for me, honey.
Yeah. Hunka burning love.
Yeah, you and Elvis, you know. What the heck? Elvis is in the room.
Mm.
But it's you know, and that's what I love about March.
Yeah.
It, you know, and until November hits,
yeah,
that's when we go hibernate. We recover.
Well, and that's, so I was actually just having this discussion with a client over in the river. I was just recording some commercials with Superior Hardwoods, and we were discussing how things seem to be looking like they're spring. And I said, you know, it is. It's our commercial loads all of a sudden are filling up, right? So January and February, we're like kind of slim on commercials and advertising. And then March gets here and all of a sudden everything is going everywhere, every direction. Everybody wants to advertise. You got more sun in the sky. So it's like, you know that summer is coming pretty soon. We'll have the Valdez fishing reports in and political season will be here. And we're diving into a crazy political season, which is kicking off like now.
But revenue-wise.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Perry
is so happy.
Perry Wally will be running these halls going, money, 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 money.
You know, my economics is my politics is based on economics.
Yeah.
And right now, Perry's going to be a capitalistic pig.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't
work in advertising right now, I'm sorry.
You should start.
You really should, because this is where you make money, you know.
This is your season.
Yeah. Well, and it starts with, you know, coming up in May with the special election. It starts there, and it doesn't stop. You've got Peltola running. You've got Begich. You've got local. You've got state. You've got House. You've got everybody everywhere is running. You've got a presidential election.
You've got a borough, a school.
Yeah,
in a city.
It's going to be a crazy political season. So the money will flow.
Yet you keep me in this room with North Korean equipment. You talk about all the money you get.
Yeah,
but my working conditions are horrible. Horrible.
You know, all that money just pays our electric bill, right?
Like hold it. Touche.
Touche.
How can I go against that.
Yeah. If I were to tell anybody the price it costs to one run station, your jaws would drop. So
no, not me.
Yeah. You know, you understand.
The power load. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's hefty. So it's not cheap.
So basically, GVA loves you.
Yeah, pretty much. They should all love us.
With that, Fairbanks, we're going to show you some love with a commercial break here. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
I've worked in Alaska for a long time, and Denali Industrial Supply has been my go-to source for all my nuts, bolts, washers, screws, tools, and more. I know these folks, and they know what I need for my project to stay on track. No matter what your project is, let Denali Industrial Supply be your first and last stop for all your job site needs. It costs me money to have my workers waiting in line, and I know when we go to Denali Industrial Supply, they'll get us out the door and back to work fast. And if you can't make it in, give them a ring at 907-452-4524. Denali Industrial Supply, 1499 Van Horn Road. Look for the big red roof.
If your wish is authentic Italian dishes, say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's, and nothing beats a homemade brick oven pizza. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's. A blend of old world and new world recipes, just like a mama used to make, a taste that's sure to please. Giraldo's Italian restaurant and pizzeria. Say yes to garlic, say yes to Giraldo's.
The Fairbanks Animal Shelter Fund provides supplemental assistance for medical and other services not included in the budget at the Fairbanks Animal Shelter. The fund provides veterinary care for injured and sick animals who might otherwise be euthanized so that they may be adopted into loving forever homes. The fund also provides food, supplies, and comfort items for foster homes who are housing animals with ongoing medical needs. Visit FairbanksAnimalShelterFund.org to find out how you can help. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
In the heart of interior Alaska lies a natural resource that's powered our communities for decades. At Usabelli Coal Mine, they do more than mine coal. They also support local organizations, community events, activities, jobs, and economic development. For over 80 years, their employees have worked hard to ensure a future of affordable and reliable energy. Coal means reliable power for your homes, schools, military bases, and businesses. We are Usabelli Coal Mine. Affordable, reliable coal.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance for snow. Daytime highs approaching 2 above. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance of snow tonight. Lows around 13 below. Mainly cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. In the studio here, we had a brief interruption from Melissa. One of her clients came in.
Probably try to do a commercial.
Yes, you're a popular person.
I am a popular person.
Now, revenue season, political season, they go hand in hand. This May 7th election, that should be very entertaining. I mean, you know, I always say sometimes you just have to let the dogs bite each other. And this is going to be a big bite on each other. This is going to be
a big one. That's a very funny way to put it, because, I mean,
he's got to get a fight out of your system.
Puppies versus kids, right?
You got to get a fight out of your system. And yeah, it's puppies versus kids.
Yeah, I have to be very careful here due to sitting on the school board and whatnot. But yeah, that should be very interesting to see how it all plays out. It's definitely probably going to be a very contentious political thing going on the air, through mailers. I imagine all the things. So I haven't seen anything yet, but I'm chomping at the bit waiting.
This, you know, I was with Mayor Ward down in Juneau.
Yeah.
God, I felt sorry for him.
Yeah, that poor guy.
You know, he goes down there and he's asking for money for the school district.
Yeah.
At the same time, they just found $12.5 million.
Yeah.
At the same time, they're having a $33 million animal shelter construction. And at the same time, they're looking at having a special election to raise another $10 million. And, you know, there's a perfect storm, and there's stupid is a stupid does.
Stupid is a stupid does.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, so I have to be very careful, like I said. So let's go to the puppies. This dog shelter, the animal shelter.
I enjoyed Barbara Haney's article today.
Yes, absolutely. She's actually been kind of great with this whole thing.
It's quite satirical. I really liked it.
Yeah. No, she did a really good job. And what was really funny was she was like, oh, crap, and I forgot the sink. I forgot to mention the sink.
Oh, my God. You know, how about personal valets at the drop-off?
Yeah. Well, and that's my thing, right? I'm not against a place for our dogs and our animals here in town. Absolutely not, especially knowing the issues that we have at the current shelter. Yep. But fiscal responsibility says a $33 million shelter is not the way we go about this.
You know, my thought would be you have the facilities in place right now to do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is you're hiring out other veterinary centers that are big, new, and beautiful to do specific things for you.
Yeah.
You use your current animal shelter as a drop-off, the one thing, okay.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And then you're doing neuters over here.
Yep.
You're doing cremation across the street. You have facility storage, you know, at other locations.
There's even, and besides all that, there's even places that they could purchase here in town that are already there and built. They just have to remodel a little bit. That would offer 10 times the space that this new place is going to have. This isn't even giving more space for dogs.
It's just something, the bright, shiny penny that
It's exactly
the same, only worth still one penny.
Right, and there's like no outside drop-off cages. And so my question is, how is this better? We're spending more. We're really screwing the kids of the town because we're not
getting
education.
Really tell me how you really feel, school board member.
I'm just saying. And I don't get it. And we could just be doing so much better and doing what's smarter. And that's, this is not smart. This is somebody wanting something brand new and shiny. That's what this is.
And you know, 10% of the revenue that comes in a year goes into one account for facilities maintenance and construction.
Imagine if I said I wanted to build a brand new school.
And basically, they're taking 2 years of that in one project.
Yeah.
That's not really needed.
No, not at all.
And they're not getting it.
No. But, you know, it's here we are. They found money.
Mm-hmm.
So there's funds, but they still want this extra. I tell people all the time, I'm a 2 + 2 = 4 kind of person. Mm-hmm. Right now, 2 + 2 is not equaling 4. I'm getting 5. So,
I'm getting 33.
Yeah, there you go. You're getting 33
with
million.
With two sets of commas in it.
Exactly. I just don't understand it. And I don't understand why this is the push. Why is this where we need to go? We're looking at closing schools.
Is it going to be the Bryce Ward Animal Shelter?
Maybe. Who knows? Bryce, is that going to be a thing? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to be like that. I like Bryce. Don't get me wrong.
So do I.
Yeah, I think he's a
very respectful of him.
Very respectful of Mayor Ward.
But this is a little bit different. This is out of kilter.
Well, and I hate to say it, but, you know, stupid is as stupid does, and you get what you deserve, so... You know, I pat him on the shoulder all the time. I said, hang in there, buddy. Hang in there. But, you know, it's, here you go. His foot's out the door, so.
And then you have a special election.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
That's really biting people in the kisser right now.
You know, it's not the special election to me. It's two things. One, the audacity to say, we think you guys are wrong on having a cap in place, and Mindy this berated anyone who believes in a tax cap. Just in
did you
last
read her
Sunday,
article?
Oh yeah, and I took her to task.
I don't take any of the. Well,
I took her to task, but it's twofold. You're saying you're berating the thought of a tax cap.
Yeah,
and then you're saying to everyone, I don't care what's in place.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's exactly what you're doing.
Now, be that as it may, what gets me personally is the money is spent without a change of the outcome for education. And they're just thinking, more money, more money, more money.
But they show up. They protest at our at our meetings. You should see my emails. They're nasty.
Oh, yeah.
The things people are saying to me, you would think I killed somebody's mother. Like, legit, that's what you would think the way my emails are.
Yeah, but I'm one of those, it doesn't matter anymore how much money you get. You're not changing the outcome.
No.
So why am I giving you more money?
Yeah.
Until I can see a change of outcome.
Yeah.
You have not earned it. Every time, every year.
Yeah.
It's for the kids. No, it's not.
No.
It's for the NEA.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, I tread very lightly here, right?
You have to. I don't.
I do. I do have to. And I don't necessarily always disagree with where the unions go, right? Mm-hmm. I 100% agree our teachers deserve everything.
Mm-hmm.
But everything has now gotten us to a point where we're having to close schools.
And the ideology is more social... far left versus education.
Well, and the other side of it is, so when we were brought our budget, it was given to us with a few ideas.
I'm going to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Okay. New election. Two new people hit, you know, change the balance of power. What's the first thing they did? Sex books in the schools.
They wanted to go after the sex books.
Yeah. The first thing they
very
did.
It's in the news minor. That's the very first thing they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Luckily, they got shot down and were like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah,
but
that's the first thing right out of the
bat. They didn't worry about our budget. They didn't worry about,
2 years ago, you, Maggie Matheson, April Smith.
Yeah.
What did you tell them on this new contract that you guys voted against?
That this is going to screw us.
No, in two years, you're shutting down schools.
Yeah.
Now it's 2 years.
Yeah, and we're shutting down schools.
You literally said You're making a choice between shutting down schools and a pay increase.
Yes.
That we can't afford.
Yes.
And everyone berated you. Yes. Oh. And guess what? Here you are.
Yeah. Well, what was really funny was I remember in one of our meetings, April Smith actually said, what it came down to was, do you want your pay or do you want kids in schools? Like, that's pretty much what it came down to, right? Yeah. And the whole room was like, oh, I can't believe she said that. She hates teachers.
No.
Well, here we are.
No, 85% to 90% of a budget is payroll.
Yeah. Payroll and not just payroll, it's benefits and all that too.
Yeah. It's all in payroll.
It's all there. All of it. And so people are like, so people came to our meetings like, oh, you need to close down the ADC. Do you know how much savings closing the ADC would get us? Like
minimal?
Maybe 200,000, maybe. Because when it comes to the school closures, the money is in the firing of the teachers because it's in payroll.
Yeah.
It's in benefits. It's in money. So that's why a school closure gives you so much, and closing something like the ADC would do nothing for the district. And that's...
Explain what the ADC is.
The downtown building, the downtown administrative center. And everyone's like, we have all these admin. No, we don't. There's altogether 125 people that work downtown. 80 of them would be considered actually district employees. The rest of them are other entities and ESSA and things like that. So, like, we don't have the admin you think we do. We are trying to find ways around these school closures, but then we were given. So in the state of Alaska, our kids go to school longer than they need to.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have them in school longer than we actually necessarily have to, federally mandated. So we were looking at taking 5 days, which we have plenty. We have like 12 or 13 days that we could play with.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought about taking five of those, which would give about $3.2 million in savings if we took 5 days from the calendar and attached them to, say, holidays. Okay, attach them to Thanksgiving and Christmas break and all that. So, you know, sure, it is 5 days less pay, but it's spread out. And that would give us $3.2 million.
I bet you the NEA is all against this.
Oh, yeah. No, they all said no. No, we're not doing that. We're not going to come down on days. We're not doing an MOA, which is a memorandum of agreement to fix the contracts, to come down on 5 days so that you don't have to close school. But don't you dare close schools and don't.
In your mind, when is the school district fiscally insolvent? Because that's what you're looking at, fiscal insolvency.
So the discussions are 5 to 10. I'm thinking more 4
to
6.
3 to 5?
Yeah, 3 to 5, 4 to 6.
Fiscally insolvent 3 to 5 years.
Yeah. Yep, due to contracts. So, and lack of funding,
mm-hmm.
You know, and.
And, you know, it's again, I always say the axiom of a plane does not crash for a single reason.
Nope.
And if you take a look at it, due to the social policies starting to be implemented 10 years ago, you started having a spiral of students being removed from the schools by parents.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you're losing revenue.
Yep. And it's only getting worse.
Yeah, and it's picking up.
Yeah. Well, and then people will be like, well, you got more back after COVID. Yeah, we did. We had a massive steep drop during COVID. We did get some back, but now we're on a steady like 54 kids or so a year that we're losing right now.
Which is equivalent to $18,000 a year. So
yeah.
Do the numbers.
Yeah, do the numbers. It's a lot. It's, you know, that's... That's where we're at right now.
So. It's $2 million a year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Every year.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Fairbanks KFAR Radio. I have some bumper music for you, some Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather, and we have some John Cougar Mellencamp. So I'm going to be guest. That's Melissa.
I love me some John Cougar.
And here she here's her here's her playing through me.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Biden is calling on Congress to vote on the Senate's bipartisan border package. He spoke at the National League of Cities Centennial Conference in Washington, D.C.
I believe given an opportunity, the House and Senate have the votes to pass it if they just bring it to the floor and vote on it.
Many Republicans rejected that deal almost immediately, saying it wasn't strong enough border security-wise. Democrats accused former President Trump of killing the agreement by coming out against it. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not stopping his plan to invade the southernmost city in Gaza. That's Rafah. Despite some pushback from the White House, the Prime Minister speaking on Fox and Friends.
The President and I have agreed that we have to destroy Hamas. We can't leave a quarter of the Hamas terror army in place. They're there in Rafah.
President Biden says he does not want the Israeli military operation to go into Rafah. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports as state senators urged Alaska's congressional delegation last Thursday to give school districts more time to access unused federal funds to help rising numbers of Alaska youth experiencing homelessness. Leaders at an Anchorage homeless youth shelter say increased numbers mean they've had to turn away those seeking shelter. It's always full, said Tavai Holte, Covenant House Alaska's program manager for street outreach. Holte says this year the shelter saw a 30% increase in young people needing their services, including filling 25 overflow beds in addition to 40 regular beds. It takes a toll on the staff and on the people, Holte said. We have a good relationship with other shelters that we were able to communicate with them and send them over there. Covenant House Alaska's staff running out of beds comes as State Senate Education Chair Loki Tobin talked on the Senate floor Thursday about a 14% rise in young people identified as experiencing homelessness during the 2022-23 school year. Homeless advocates call this type of funding critical support.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Mountain View Eye Center has a new reason for you to smile. Smile Laser Vision Correction eliminates the need for glasses or contact lenses, so you have more freedom to do the things that make you smile. Smile is the latest in laser vision correction technology. Fast, painless, and minimally invasive, so you can return to your regular activities by the very next day. Call to schedule your free smile consultation. Ask about their flexible financing options. Visit online at mountainvieweyes.com.
We're talking men's health with Dr. Tony Nima from Fairbanks Urology.
Some guys are unlucky that they end up in a situation where their bladder won't empty without a catheter. That's because the prostate is blocking the bladder. There are warning signs that this might end up happening, like slow stream, frequency, urgency, and getting up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. And we do have non-invasive procedures to help avoid that situation.
Fairbanks Urology, now in their beautiful new location, along with Fairbanks Clinic at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Melissa Burnett. You know, it's interesting, and then you have that. Then you have the man show.
Oh, yeah.
And everything that's going on with that. Now, that's...
Now, that's been quiet, comparingly.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't verify this, but I heard over the weekend that basically... Some people that are anti-man show told Leslie Wynn Hajdukovic, unless you go anti-man show, we're coming after you in your election.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
They're getting, is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they want her to be anti-man show, and they're hardcore. Like, and this is their route for Scott right? That's what this is. That's their route for Scott, because Leslie came into the picture, and let's face it, Scott started shaking at his boots. I mean, he got scared. He was like, oh God, Leslie, really? Really? Okay, this is the powerhouse that's going to take me out. And that's 100% true. So what do they have? Well, they're going to attack her stance on Mancho.
This is what I would look at. You know, first of all, you know, Scott and Ashley have this bill in that will never see the light of day.
No.
But it's to restrict weights.
Yeah.
So what will that do? That'll put more trucks on the road.
Yeah, exactly.
And the biggest truck on the road by far is the double haulers of fuel from Valdez.
Yeah.
It's not the Mancho.
No.
And guess what that's going to do? You're stopping fuel coming to you're making it more costly to come to the interior.
Yeah, but you know they're like, well, or weighs more than fuel and liquid. No, not in those quantities.
Yeah,
they're practically the same. Haven't you ever saw the bowling ball feather test thing? Yeah. Like, come on.
if you've ever been behind, I've not been behind a Mancho,
I have.
But I have been behind the double haulers.
Yeah.
Of fuel.
Yeah.
And you're saying to yourself, this is the most dangerous thing I can be behind.
And I still am able to pass them with no problems.
But I can't wait to get past them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is like a must. Like, you got to get past them.
Yeah. This looks scary.
Unless it's middle of winter and you're going to Anchorage, then you know what? Fall about 300 feet back and just let them cruise you there.
Yeah. but man.
Yeah, no, they absolutely want her to be anti-Mancho. And here's the thing, right? That's never going to happen. You know why? Because I witnessed that ball or whatever banquet that they put on for those legislators down there. You think they're going to do anything against Mancho? Mm-mm. They're not going to bite the hand that feeds them.
No way. Ready for a phone call?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, as you probably know, those Mancho trucks are only 95 feet long, whereas the regular doubles with the dolly in between the lead and the tail trailers, those are about 125 feet long.
Yep.
Regularly.
Yeah, yep. I know. This is called simple math. But I have a school district person here, and they probably teach it different in the school district now.
It's that Common Core stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, Randy, thank you for the... Go ahead.
Well, what I was calling about is, have you been following HJR 7, House Joint Resolution 7, to constitutionalize the PFD in the Alaska Constitution? As you may have noticed, or if you have noticed, about 2 weeks ago they introduced and actually discussed it and debated about amendments and things. And then they keep postponing it day after day. Suppose it was postponed to today after always being postponed. I don't know if that's because they don't have enough votes, you know, the two-thirds majority that they need to pass.
A couple things. One, they don't have the votes. And two, all the oxygen in the room is the education.
Yep.
And what the governor's going to do.
Yep. Everything is focused on education in SB 140
That's the oxygen all year long.
Yep. Nothing else is really going to see light of day right now.
Yeah, I sure hope they do not pass it, because I think that would lead to the great damage of Alaska, irreversible damage, to constitutionalize a free cash handout in the Constitution. It would destroy the flexibility that we now have to adjust the PFD such that it fits within a balanced budget, which is very important.
You know, they mandate a couple things for the state of Alaska, but none of them are mandated with a specific amount of revenue. They say you have to have education, okay, you know, prisons, roads, services, things like that. But those are budgets that are crafted in the legislative process. This would be a mandate on the legislative process for a specific amount of money designated, no matter what, towards one item.
Well, actually, though, HDR 7 doesn't really designate a specific amount of money.
Yes, it does, whether you know it or not, because it's going to have a formula. And every year, this is the formula, and it does not go through a legislative process.
I know, but what it says basically is that whatever the statute is shall be paid. So they could technically change the statute, but they're afraid to change the statute, so that kind of locks it in.
It locks in a specific amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Randy, thank you for the phone call, buddy. You have a great weekend. So who's going to win the Open North American? Is there any gambling boards here? You know,
so
any Calcuttas?
Annie Mallow.
Ooh,
that's who I'm calling right now. I'm calling it Annie Mallow. She's taking the Open North American. She's gonna put Buddy Streeper in the dust, and it's gonna be a beautiful thing. I'm calling it right now.
You sexist,
Annie is a, forgive me, but she is just amazing. Not that Buddy's not, but Annie, just the way she runs her dogs and the way her dogs interact with her, she's put in the work.
You know what I so like about Fairbanks? We are the mushing capital of the world.
Yes. Oh yeah.
No matter how you look at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we got all kinds of things going on right now. See, I did a rod, right? You got CV and Holmes and Royer and all them. They're headed up the coast over by Unicolete right now in the Iditarod. Yukon Quest just got finished. You've got the Bear Grease and you've got the Kuskokwim and we've got Open North American. And, oh, Ferrandi was like, what, last week and the week before?
And then you look at the athletes, both the musher and the dogs.
Yeah.
These are world-class athletes.
Yeah. If you don't think those mushers are athletes, they absolutely are.
They're going 20 and what, 30?
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing too, right? I always, I'm like, oh, they're just running flat land. This is fine. Anybody can run a dog team up flat land. Yeah, they're not running up flat land. You know, those hills that they're calling them, they're running up that hill. That hill is a dang side of a mountain. And they are literally running and pushing their team up.
And what station will be broadcasting the race?
Of course, right here on KFAR 97.5, 6:60 a.m.
And whose food show are you taking off on Saturday?
Yours.
So people can hear the race live.
Yours.
How many locations do you have for broadcasting? About 5 or 6?
No, we have
7 or 8?
Like 10 or 12.
Wow.
I think. So I'll be
obviously
running,
you don't have me out there.
No, so I'm doing 2 checkpoints. I'll be at 2 different ones. I'll be at the entrance and the exit, so I catch them on the way onto the trail and I catch them on the way back. So I'll be doing 2 different ones. Another pair will be doing 2 different ones. So there's 4. And then we have 5, 6, 7. So yeah, like 10 checkpoints
altogether.
How many
minutes between racers starting? 1 minute or two?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yep, 2 minutes between mushers. So the one will come up, they'll get 2 minutes, another one will go. So every 2 minutes a musher is taking off. So there's a big difference between the first and the last, but it's interesting to see the time that gets made up.
And whatever, the mushers, if they start out with so many dogs, they can't add to it.
No, they can take away.
Yeah, they can't replace.
And usually when they take away, it actually makes their sled heavier
because
they bag the dog. So they put them in their sled. And so now they're carrying more dead weight.
And the next day they can't say, well, you know, Fido, I'm replacing Fido with Banjo.
No, so they do have a, so no, they can't replace Fido with Banjo, but Fido can come back.
Yes.
If Fido is rested and looking good, Fido can come back.
Yeah.
So that is a good thing. But more times than not, I mean, Buddy Streeper started last year with 16. He ended the last day.
What do you got against Buddy Streeper?
He wins everything. Annie Mallow needs to win. Buddy wins everything, and he's from Canada, so there. That's
A little cross-border hatred here.
Blame Canada.
A little smackdown, Canucks.
Yes, them Canucks.
Oh, my God.
I joke about them with them. Like, oh, God, the Canadians are here.
Yeah. The champion.
Yeah. And you know him, too, because, like, you'll see his truck, and it's Streeper Kennels, and there's these big old fancy trucks, and he's got a good-looking team.
He's got an entourage.
Yeah. He has done a very good job in the world of mushing.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to, you know, sprint mush racing, Buddy Streeper is the ish.
The Robinson family, they were, you know, he was in fourth from Fairbanks, and I've had his kids on here. And, you know, his kids are up and coming, winning the junior Iditarods. I mean, it's wow. This is a family.
Yep. Well, another one of my favorites, Marvin Cochrane, will be out there as well, and he's got a mushing family. I do believe they're from the Tanana area. It's just all the mushing families and from Interior Alaska and all the history just with everybody. It's so cool. I love the Open North American. It's like the best
time. It's a rendezvous. It's a Fairbanks dog race rendezvous.
Yeah, it's Fairbanks' rendezvous for dog racing. And it's so much fun. There'll be food trucks and stuff out there at the Mushers Hall.
There will?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They feed you.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off China Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at MidnightSunATVTours.com.
Your dog has been outside playing, jumping, walking, and running through, well, just about everything, and he's looking kind of scruffy. Make your dog a happy dog. Take him to Happy Tails Grooming Salon. At Happy Tails, they treat your dog like one of their own. Happy Tails will groom any size dog, but if you have one that needs a little extra attention, just ask them about their new services to make your dog look even better. Call Happy Tails at 457-PAWS. That's 457-7297. Or stop by 910 Old Steeves next to Fred Meyer East. Make your dog look like a Happy Tails dog at Happy Tails Grooming Salon.
Ice fishing is great winter fun if you're prepared. Before you make your fishing hole in the ice, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for everything you need. Rods to tackle to ice augers. At Frontier Outfitters, you'll also find the right winter clothing. Not to mention your license, guns, ammo, and a wide variety of snowshoes. ATV and snow machine accessories are just downstairs in Century Hardware. Your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you. It begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Unexpected injuries happen, can be expensive, and time-consuming. McKinley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is the first orthopedic urgent care in Fairbanks. Their team of board-certified surgeons, physicians, and physician's assistants are all trained in orthopedic and sports medicine. Sprains and strains to dislocations and broken bones. McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine's professionals are standing by to help. No referrals are needed, and walk-ins are welcome. Open extended hours from 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and 10 to 8 on Saturdays. Visit McKinleyOrtho.com or stop by on Geist Road, right across from Hutchinson High School.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 2 above. Westerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for snow tonight. Lows dip down to about 13 below. Mainly cloudy. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have upper management in the room.
You make me sound so fancy.
I'm sucking up well.
The upper management.
Upper management, you know. She checked out all the dials and bulbs and tubes that
just
have to
make sure you press all the buttons.
That have to heat up before we start broadcasting.
Exactly.
The glows in the corner, the hum in the background.
And you still complain.
I just enlightened the world of the work environment you subject me to.
Well, you don't have to work here, sir.
Right to work, sir. We're just talking about
right
that.
Right to
yeah.
work state, sir. You can get the heck out of here.
Your entertainment would decline.
It really would. It truly would.
It would decline.
Yeah. I think people would be very upset.
You would decline.
I'd be very mad. I'd be like, hey, wait a minute. Where's my entertainment? Then the
I know.
The
where's
out?
The guy who talks about the purple pad of blue?
Yeah,
room?
Exactly.
Oh, man. Oh, well, I feel like Rodney Dangerfield at times.
Oh, that's funny. That's a name I haven't heard in a hot minute.
Yeah, I get no respect.
Yeah, none. None.
Something about S and the mayor. God.
Never going to leave that one.
Oh, no. Oh, that was great.
The FCC is going to come after me.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't the F-bomb.
Wasn't the F-bomb, so
oh,
I can
man,
say it.
Oh, man. So, anyway, you're just recovering from a sickness.
Yeah.
How's your health doing?
I'm getting there. I am still a little congested.
We're not violating any NAPA.
I'm completely not contagious anymore. But
that's not what I mean. I mean any health things we're not violating.
Oh no.
Okay.
But yeah, it took me out for a whole week.
Wow.
That was brutal. I got sick last Sunday, is when it started, and I thought I was feeling better on Wednesday. Thursday came around, and it slapped me even harder. It was ridiculous. I even came into work, and one of our people out there, she goes, "You need to go. Get out."
So did you like my call to you last week when I had to tell you what your name really meant and how it really came about? You know, the Allman Brothers Band, Melissa, and you said, yeah, my name, your mom named you after that.
Yeah, I did a stint with Prof.
I go, what?
Yeah.
You know, and the story behind that was he had the lyrics except for the name of the girl.
Yeah. Well, what's really funny is the way you described it. He's like, he went into like a grocery store and there was like a little kid crying or something.
Screaming, causing havoc.
He's like, Melissa, Melissa.
And the mom's yelling, Melissa, Melissa.
But like what's
and
really...
that was you.
Yeah.
That song was named after you, and not a love song.
Well, and what's funny is it actually makes sense. Because that would probably make sense when my mom called me that, because I was probably screaming and pulling a fit.
Yeah.
I've been screaming and pulling fits since the day I was born.
Yeah, I got a future Melissa in my belly here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. But I had to give you a call about that one.
Yeah. My mom's favorite band was the Allman Brothers, though.
Really?
She loved Greg Allman, man.
Yeah.
She was a huge Greg Allman fan. And I remember they came to one of our county fairs one year. Greg Allman did.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom stood in line for 9 hours to get tickets to go see that show.
Wow.
She loved that man. So it doesn't surprise me that she told me, I named you after the song Sweet Melissa. And for years and years and years, I thought it was like the greatest thing ever because she's all Sweet Melissa. No, that's because I was a screaming brat.
Yes.
Thanks for that, Bruce.
Burst an upper management bubble.
Yes.
It's what I do well. It's what I do well. Oh, my goodness. So what you doing the rest of the week? You have school board?
We have a forum tonight in North Pole.
Okay. Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah, North Pole High School Library. So if you'd like to come out and have a look at our budget and give us ideas on where else we could cut, that'd be great. We'll be out there starting at 6, and it goes till 8. And then we are off for the rest of the week because it's spring break. So the kids and stuff, my kids have some hockey camps that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But then next week we go into budget approval. So we've kind of got like the forum tonight, couple days of, you know, just crossing our T's and dotting our I's. And then we go back right into it Monday and Tuesday with the approval of our budget and figuring that out. So
we have city council tonight and it's interesting. We have no unfinished business.
Yeah.
We have a couple of resolutions that are going to be discussion and bike paths and stuff like that, our internal bike paths and where we want to put these things. And, you know, when we have bike paths, that's where you have a high density of traffic.
Right.
And so I saw this overall bike plan, and I had to flex some very big city muscles.
Yeah.
That'll get people run over.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Not doing that. We are not doing that.
Right.
We'll do these, but we are not doing that.
You know, when they did the bike paths over there by the Carlson Center,
mm-hmm.
I was against those at first, but they actually did a pretty good job with that.
Yeah.
And how that all ended up. And I was against it because I was in control of the baseball fields at that time. And I was like, you are tearing apart my baseball fields for a dang bike path. But like, it actually turned out very well. They did a good job on it. But these ones downtown, I saw that. And that couple areas look a little sketchy. And I'm like, that's going to cause some accidents. Like, somebody's going to get ran over.
Yeah. You know.
Have you seen the way people drive downtown?
You know, a 3,000-pound car wallops
a
20-pound bike.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forget about the riders.
I'm all for making things more pedestrian accessible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we got to be a little smarter.
Exactly.
So, I agree with that 100%. You're just shaking your head. You're like, whatever.
You say to yourself, where do you get these ideas?
Yeah. Well, it's like this out here, you know, with the school district when the guys were putting in the road and they didn't want to put in the cross path hump, right? That's right there. No, that needs to go there so people don't get ran the heck over.
Did you like how I did that?
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing, like, 30-second conversation, and then you were gone. Okay, you need it? Does this work? This is what you want? Yeah? Okay, good.
Is this what was promised in the beginning?
Yeah.
Everything here in the beginning, yes. Yep.
And then you just walked away. I got things to do.
Construction, yes.
Yeah.
Do you want it? Yes.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yep, we're
done. That's why I said we're done.
Yep.
It's going.
And everybody just stood there with their jaws open like, what? That's how you get things done.
We're not going to be touchy-feely and have everyone implement a thought?
Yeah, I know, right? Crazy. That's the world we live in. You know, and don't get me wrong, you know, that side comments aside,
yeah.
I appreciate people's input. I do. You know, everyone's got an idea and whatever, but, you know, sometimes people's inputs are not very helpful.
Yeah, I just went back to the beginning. This was the original design. This thing was in the original design, yes. Is this, and then I asked, will this make it safer?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Is it something you still want?
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
is the city paying for it?
Yeah. No.
The city was not paying for it. But is the city in charge? Yeah. Yes. It stays.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, I remember one of the fits they were trying to pull about it, right, was, well, it'll make plowing hard.
Ah.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't. This road has been plowed like 4 times now.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, we have plowed it 4 times.
I do got to say, kudos on all the snow removal this year. I know that the borough and DOT have something to do with the outside skirts, too. But, like, been a pretty good job at all the snow removal this year. Like, no big hills sitting anywhere. You know, like, in years past, there's been big old mounds of snow in places. And it's not there.
Yeah, you know, it's we're getting the equipment. I got to start in a few weeks. You're going to see me addressing the future of the public works.
You
know, we're competing against the Willow Project.
Yeah.
You know, 1,000 people going up there and spending $1 billion in 4 months.
Yep.
On labor. So now it's basically the competition for good labor is like the pipeline.
Yeah. They're all going up there right now.
Yeah.
It's and crazy.
So we have to do something. I have to do something about that. So I've got a plan.
Well, and that's, you know, though, between the Pica and Willow projects, it's going to be till 2030. So that's a long time to compete. So good luck to you. Yeah. I know tons of people up there right now.
I know. It's including crazy. Including?
Including my husband.
Yeah.
He's up there on the Pica project right now doing 28 miles of line for that. And then they're already talking about going up in October next year.
Early.
To prepare for the Willow project. So, you know, that's supposed to kick off next winter. And so they're looking at having to start laying things out as soon as October, even though they won't be able to pipe up or drive up the pipe until, you know, January when the ice roads are all setting in. They still got to get things set up and flown up and taken care of so that they can get going. So it's going to be next few years, the pipeline season is going to be very crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, they're pulling labor out of Fairbanks for these, which is good, is good.
It's great.
But, you know,
we're already in a hurting zone here for our own labor.
Yeah. Look at the DOT.
Yeah.
They're worse than
us. At our gas stations.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes all the way to there, right?
Yeah. Look at all the ones that are closed that don't do maintenance anymore.
Yeah. It's everything is closing early. Everything is closing up shop. It's you know, so that's going to come tenfold.
Well, we got a minute left. How do you want to end it?
I just hope everybody has a great week. You know, yeah, just snow's coming. So prepare for that.
How much snow is coming?
A few inches, they say. I read up to 8 inches between now and Friday, but we'll see what actually happens. They've been calling for snow for a few days, and we've gotten some sprinkles. So
we've gotten a
dusting.
A dusting of snow.
Yeah, we've gotten a dusting, so we'll see what happens.
And what do you think is going to happen in North Pole tonight? Lots of yelling and screaming?
Yes. Lots of yelling and screaming.
I'm Nostradamus Dave.
Yeah, lots of yelling and screaming. Actually, no, the last forum was actually pretty good. There was no yelling and screaming. A lot of people had some good ideas, and a lot of people were surprised when they gave us their ideas how much they cost.
Are they having any forums on the election?
No.
That's where you can see the yelling and screaming.
Yeah, that's where, No, we're not doing that, at least not at the school board. Not our
But
dude.
It's all about you.
I know. We're staying out of this one. I'm staying out of it.
You're very astute.
Yes.
Sit on the sidelines on this one.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch it all melt down and be entertained with my bag of popcorn.
Melissa, thank you very much for coming on board here.
Of course.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow. And Melissa, you have a great day, too.